Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Some things I would die on, hills I would die on. You know what I'm following? I would die on I'm saved by grace. I'd die on that hill. I would die on the hill that Jesus could come in any moment. I'd die on the hill that I'm eternally secured in Him. There's a lot of things I'd die on doctrinally. I wouldn't die on this one, on that hill, you know, wherever. It's subjective because God could do anything. But as man would know it and see it, it would be that sardonyx is a red stone streaked with white in it. It'd still be beautiful stone, whatever it is. The sixth is a sardius. It's a brilliant red color, is what they tell us, brilliant red. The seventh is a chrysolite, and that's a gold stone, almost yellow. The eighth is a beryl. It's a light green. The ninth is a topaz. Again, it's a yellowish green stone. And then this is an interesting, that tenth one, a chrysoprasophis, sounds like a dinosaur, don't it? Chrysoprasis. It's a gold-tinted green stone. The 11th is a jacinth. It's blue, almost turquoise, they would say, tell us. And then the 12th is an amethyst, which is a rich purple. But the thing, whatever the colors are, you know, really not as important as this is, that they're all different, they're all variety. It'd be multicolored. How beautiful it has to be. Just unbelievable. And I have a note here. These stones are similar to the breastplate of the high priest in Exodus chapter 28, verses 12 through 17, if you want to mark that. They're similar. Not exact, but, you know, the high priest had that breastplate there with all the different stones. And if you compare the stones in Exodus 28, 12 through 17, they're very similar to those stones. Again, God loves variety. Well, let's move on real quick. Verse number 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. And notice this, and every several gate was of one pearl. Every gate, we already read how big these gates were. And the gate is made not of pearls, plural, but of a pearl, a single pearl. And you know how pearls are made. They're the only, have a note here if I can find it again. Okay. It's the only jewel made by nature. This only thing that is made by nature, by flesh. If a foreign object enters into an oyster, it creates a wound, an irritation, a discomfort into, and it turns it over the period of time, it turns it into a pearl. Boy, there's a lot. You can compare that to what Jesus did for us, that we was like a piece of trash, and Jesus turned us into a pearl. But a lot could be said to that, but I believe literally that this gate is made of a single pearl. It's that huge. And I wouldn't say, boy, what a big oyster that must be, because God didn't need an oyster to create a pearl. He created it as He spoke this world into existence. By the way, do you believe that? God stepped on nothing, and He made something out of nothing. I can't even fathom. Well, He can make this huge pearl out of nothing. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. I remember, every time I get this passage of scripture, I'll never forget going to Romania, the first time I went to Romania. And I preached, of course I was a young preacher then, I preached in that, where's that, Gary? He was in Gary Santino. You remember, huh? Gary, I remember he was in that, and they had a preacher's meeting and all, and we went, and because I was a visiting preacher, he let me preach. And I preached about heaven. I don't remember. I still remember. I made the statement, because I say it all the time, or people say it all the time, that the streets were paved with gold. Well, after the sir, he came up to me, Gary did. He said, preacher, said, I want you, they're not paved with gold. They're pure gold. And I said, you're exactly right. They're not just paved with gold. They're pure gold. Remember that guy? I didn't like him, by the way. Anyways, I hope he ain't listening to this. I don't know if he's in the thing. He was a good guy. I'm just saying. Anyway, he was kind of sharp. And anyway, the streets weren't paved with gold. They're pure gold. Can you imagine? I can't. And the Bible says, as it were, transparent glass. Verse number 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof, the Shekinah glory of God. By the way, let me repeat this. The only Godhead we will ever see is Jesus Christ. When we see Jesus Christ, we see God. Again, I got 2-3 minutes. Remember when Moses was in that, he did the Ten Commandments? He told the Lord, he said, Lord, I want to see you. And the Lord God said, you can't look, no man can look upon me. And Moses said, man, I want to see you, I want to see you. And the Lord said, I tell you what, you get in the cleft of the rock, and when I pass by, I'll put my hand over the crack of the rock, and you can see the backside of me when I pass by. You can see the hind part. Well, you know the story. The Lord passed by, and as he moved his hand, Moses looked, and the Shekinah glory shone on Moses so much that when he came down the mountain, they had to cover him, remember, with a sheet, because the Shekinah glory was all over Moses. Now, I can't fathom that, because we ain't seen Jesus yet. One day we will. One day, his glory is going to light that city 1,380 miles high, 1,380 miles long, 1,380 miles deep. You ain't going to need fluorescent bulbs or light bulbs in your house, in your mansion, or on the streets or in the parks. Why? Because Jesus is going to be the light of that city. Preacher, you're crazy. Just let me stay there. I love the thought of that. Let me move on from this real quick, and then we'll finish this. That does not mean that the earth on the other side will have no need of the sun, the moon. Only that in New Jerusalem will there be light all the time. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. It speaks of the New Jerusalem, not the rest of the earth. Okay. And that's another story. We'll get to it one day. Verse number 24, and we'll finish up. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. So they're coming to the city. The nations, that's the word ethnos. Ethnos. These are people in their physical bodies. These are not glorified people. These are people in their physical bodies who come to Jerusalem, this Jerusalem, to worship Jesus Christ. And they come, the Bible says, that the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The word glory means their worship. They're coming to worship. And then the honor literally means not just praise, but it also means their offerings. You think you're done giving an offering here. When we get to heaven, we're going to forever and ever and ever be giving offerings to the Lord, especially these people who are in their naturalized body. Whatever they be doing for eternity, they're going to go up to Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem. And the Bible says they're going to bring their glory and honor into it. And I take that very literally. These are people who are living their physical body. We're going to look at that next week in with that tree of life. They eat of that tree of life and they live forever in their physical body. These are the people it's talking about. Verse number 25, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring glory and honor of the nations into it. They're coming. And there shall be in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. How is that possible? Because we're now in a new heaven and new earth. And all the unbelievers are now cast into the lake of fire. All unbelievers. Are now, they've stood at the great white throne judgment. Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet were the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. Then at the great white throne judgment after the millennial reign of Christ, death and hell gave up the dead. They stood before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment, and they were judged according to their works, Revelation chapter number 20, and they were forever and forever, they will be in the lake of fire. That's why it says there's be no more sin, no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more hurt, no more pain, no more suffering, amen and amen. For never and ever we'll be living. Next week, Revelation chapter number 22, there'll be some things in here that absolutely blows our mind. Revelation chapter number 22. I hope you hear for that next week. Our Father, we thank you again for your grace, your mercy toward us. We thank you for Jesus, and now while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at WestwoodMBC to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.